We are going to learn about the resurrection. This is not a new story for you. If you remember, we did almost 6 or 7 series on the resurrection. And we did several series about the testimony of resurrection. But since today is the resurrection day, we are going to study the Word of God. Resurrection story is given in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We won't be able to read all those chapters. Good Friday, we had a service starting from 12 to 3, but still, we took one chapter and we were not able to finish that one chapter. Today, we are going to study the Word of God. I'm going to give you some of the Bible references. We are not going to read any chapter today, but we will be going through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. When you're studying the resurrection or the story of resurrection, different gospel gives you different ways. If you read in Matthew, you will see one angel appears. Mark chapter 16, verse 5, if you read, one angel appears. But if you read in Luke chapter 24, two angels appear. And John, two angels appear. So while we're reading, don't get confused, because some people might be thinking, why this is one gospel says one angel, another gospel says two angels. When angel came in Matthew chapter 28, we'll read it and then I'll explain to you. Let's go to the Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 to 3.
In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it.
Now here we see, if you're studying the Bible, Matthew chapter 27, in the last paragraph, there were ladies, including Mary Magdalene, mother of Jesus, and other ladies, they were carefully watching where they're going to keep the body. And they carefully watched, and they said, we are going to put more spices, but tomorrow is a Sabbath, so we cannot go, so we will go after the Sabbath. And that's what their preparation was. And while they were going, they were thinking in their mind, the tomb they saw sealed. So who is going to open the tomb for us? The tomb was sealed because the Pharisees said his disciples will come and they will steal the body, and then they will say Jesus Christ is risen. So Pilate said, you have the guards, go and tell them to secure the tomb. So they sealed the tomb. The guards were there, not one, but the guards were like every hours or every 4 hours. I don't know how they're changing. But they were changing the guards all the time, and there was not a single minute that there was no man watching the tomb. So now soldiers or the officers or the police officers, they are trained to watch and not to sleep. Nobody, security guards or the bank guards or any guards, will sleep on the duty. If they do, they will be fired. So now these guards were watching the tomb. And here the Word of God is saying, when the ladies went there and they were thinking, who will open the tomb for us? All these disciples, as we know, they were 12 disciples chosen, and there were 70 more disciples were chosen. Matthew says 10, Luke says 70. All of these people do not have courage to go to tomb and see what happens to Jesus, because Jesus said, I will rise again. But not a single disciple was thinking, because when you read the word of God, they said they were almost forgot what Jesus Christ said about resurrection. But these ladies, they were planning ahead of time. They were planning the day Jesus Christ was buried. And you know Arimathai and Joseph, he took the body, he put the spices and everything. He gave his own tomb. That tomb was specially made, and it's a brand new tomb, and not a single person was put in that tomb. Those days, they were family tombs, and many people will be putting in that tombs, and carved tombs and things like that in the mountain. But Jesus Christ got the brand new tomb there, and these ladies thinking, let's go and take more spices and go and put it on the Jesus body. Can you imagine? Jesus Christ stayed with these people 3.5 years, talking to them about his resurrection. But the time of resurrection came, everybody forgot it. So now they are going to get some more spices. But the word of God is saying, angel came from heaven and opened the tomb, rolled down the stone, and he sat on the stone. Now somebody will be thinking, why the stone was rolled? Somebody might be thinking, maybe they want to let the Jesus Christ go out. Jesus didn't need any kind of help to get out of the tomb. Jesus Christ is Almighty God. And we saw his power before the tomb was open. Jesus Christ already disappeared. And when you see in John's Gospel, when the tomb was open, all his garments were folded. The head garments were to one side where the head was, and other garments were folded properly. You know what they do? They do mummify the body with all these spices. When Jesus Christ was risen, he was not taking all this, the wrapping, and he was not waiting there. As soon as Jesus Christ was risen, an angel comes and put everything together. And then angel says, see, the cloth he was wearing, or the cloth were wrapped. So here we see the angel comes and sits on that rolled away stone.
His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men.
Angel came there, his garment, his face shining like a sun. And this God, they never saw someone like this. So they might be thinking Jesus Christ is the one who is coming and rolling down the stone and sitting on it. They had no strength, no power to arrest Jesus. Jesus was not there, or arrest these angels, because they looked like men. They didn't have the wings or anything. Because if you read in a book of Luke and other gospels, they said they were men, looked like men. So they were not having wings or things like that. But the Matthew says their garments were so much like a shining sun. And so these people, I don't know how many guards were there, they might be blinded with this light, painted, and they were so afraid that this angel had so much power to roll the stone, he might kill us. By the fear, they were already on the ground like a dead man. I don't know this Mary Magdalene, mother of Jesus, and all of those people saw those people lying as a dead man. I think they were embarrassed, and before the ladies came, they ran away. And where did they go? They went to the high priest and the Pharisees to tell them the story. This is embarrassing story for them. But somehow God allowed these people to go and tell this story to Pharisees, because they are the one were thinking, if his disciple they come and they will take the body and they will steal the body and tell us that Jesus Christ is risen. And so the tomb was open. Now this guard, they don't have to go there to tell them, but this is God's doing. God is telling them, this guard, go and tell the Pharisees. When they're going and telling the Pharisees, see what the Pharisees changing this story. Let's read the verse 11 to 15. Same chapter. Matthew chapter 28, verses 11 to 15.
Now when they were going, behold, some of the watch came into the city and showed unto the chief priests all the things that were done. And when they were assembled with the elders and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, Say ye, his disciples came by night and stole him away while we slept. And if this come to the governor's ears, we will persuade him and secure you. So they took the money and did as they were taught, and this saying is commonly reported among the Jews until this day.
Can you imagine? High priests, the priests supposed to be a leaders, supposed to be a doing the Lord's work, and not telling the lie. In the Bible, when the commandments were given, it says, you cannot be doing false witnesses or lying. If you do that, you are breaking the commandments of God. But these people did not have the fear of God. You remember Good Friday? We learned when Jesus Christ was hanging on the cross, they came and started making fun of him, and he says, come down from the cross. Then we believe you. Now Jesus Christ is not hanging on the cross. He already risen and he is already resurrected. And the story these guards are giving them personally, we saw the stone was rolled away and there was a man sitting there, and they describing who the man was. They might be thinking it's Jesus, because they never saw Jesus like that. And even the angel, but these people, Pharisees, didn't say, let's go and check the tomb. Maybe he is somewhere there and these guards are lying. They believed, because there was not a one guard. This guard, before they run to Pharisees, they will check every room, everywhere, every corner, and they will find out. If there is a news person goes to find the news, they will get all kinds of proof before they can put the news. They saw the cloth there, they saw the bloody cloth there, everything is there, an empty tomb. So they are telling the truth. Now these Pharisees are scared. They are saying, now this news is going to go around the world. So what we will do, we will give some money to these guards. Not a little $1 or $2, large sum of money. I don't know, they give millions of dollars, thousands of dollars, they give it to them, and they said, you know what, keep your mouth shut, go and tell the governor that we were sleeping. Can you imagine that you are going and telling somebody, I am an officer, I am a soldier, I am a warrior, and not only one, but maybe 12, and all of a sudden, all of them fell asleep? It's not possible. Nobody can believe. But those Pharisees and the Levites and this, what you call, priest, made up their mind. I said, listen, this money, lump sum money, we are going to give it to you. If the governor is angry, we will give him money. We will shut his mouth. And the Bible says, if you take a bribe, then bribe will shut your mouth. The money talks. If you get somebody's money, and whatever they say, then you are slave to them. Because they gave you a lump sum money, not a dollar or two. Millions of dollars given to them, not one person, all guards equally. So they cannot fight. Everybody got the money and say, if governor says something, we will shut his mouth too. We will give him a money. So they might have gone and say, listen, governor, this is what happened. We saw the truth. But when we went to these people and told the truth, they said, take this money and don't tell anybody, and you are going to get some money too. So he might have called the priest, hey, give me some money. Otherwise, I'm going to tell everybody that Jesus Christ is risen. Because if you remember, Pilate was trying to release Jesus many, many times. So Pilate might be very happy. Now today what happens sometimes, the real news is there, but somebody gives them something or somebody has the influence. They do the news according to what they want to hear, who gave them money or who has the power. And real news is not given. Why? Because of bribe, because of money. And that's what happened. And these people said this kind of saying is today also, because they made this saying that Jesus Christ is not risen. But we know if Jesus Christ is not risen, the word of God says that our faith is useless. Paul says if Jesus Christ is not risen, then your faith is useless and you are still in your sin. But we believe Jesus is risen. Why? Because book of Romans chapter 10, please read. Verses 9 and 10, if you read, it says you have to confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ died, he was buried, and he is risen. Without that, you cannot have salvation. Please read.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
See, you have to believe that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead. If you don't believe that, you cannot be saved. Okay.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
So you have to confess with your mouth. I believe Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And I believe that he's risen. He's a risen Savior. And if you don't believe it, you will not have salvation. So now we see the first witness, the God saw with their own eyes, the tomb is empty. They go and tell the priest as well as Pilate. Now these people know that Jesus Christ is risen. But these ladies, let's go and read Matthew chapter 28, verses 5 to 8. Those ladies saw the empty tomb, saw the angel, but they did not see Jesus. Please read.
And the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee, there shall ye see him, lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word.
Now see the situation here. Mary, mother of Jesus, Mary Magdalene, there are other ladies. They were happy, joyful, but at the same time, they did not have the solid proof that we saw Jesus. And so now they are going, and I was thinking, Mary Magdalene has to be a young girl. And they just recently made one movie. And in that movie, they showed Mary Magdalene is very young. She has to be 17 or 18 years old. So she was full of energy. All these ladies are going, but Mary Magdalene said, you go, tell the disciples, I'm going to wait here. I'm going to wait until Jesus Christ appears. Or I want to find out where Jesus Christ went. I want to find out if there's people, somebody took it and hid somewhere. So she was searching in that garden. Maybe every bush, every place, everywhere she went, looking for Jesus Christ. And then we see, let's go to the St. John, chapter 20, verses 11 to 18.
But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping, and as she wept, she looked down and looked into the sepulchre.
Now, Mary stood there, that means other ladies, they are still going, but they are not running. Those ladies are a little bit older than her. Some of them have their children, and they are old ladies. So they may be crying and weeping and going slowly. But here Mary says, I'm not going, I'm going to wait here. So other ladies left, but she was still waiting. Okay, go ahead.
And seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her.
Okay, now see what happened here? All the other ladies were going. Mary said, I'm not going. I'm going to wait here. She went herself again looking in the tomb. This time she saw two angels. One is sitting at the feet, one is sitting at the head. And as I said earlier, there were headbands and napkins. Everything was folded properly and all the clothes were there. And so nobody was able to steal anything. But here, Peter... Now here we will be seeing Mary goes. When the Mary saw Jesus Christ, what Jesus said to her? Touch me not, or don't cling to me. I did not go to my Father yet. So what Jesus Christ was doing? I think Jesus Christ was just watching what these people are doing. Mary came, mother came, all the ladies came, Mary Magdalene came, and they are frustrated, and Jesus Christ just watching what's happening. Same thing when you have trouble, we're going through trouble, we're crying and say, Oh Lord, where are you? He said, I'm watching, I don't sleep, I don't slumber. But you're going through all kinds of trouble and you think Jesus is not there. You remember there is somebody made a story. It's like a pretend story, but you don't know the author. Footprints in the sand. Now, who wrote that story? Nobody knows. Because that person did not write who is the author. But the point is there. He said there are four prints were there. Two sets of prints. But now later on. So the person who is writing this. Thinking Jesus left me when I have more trouble. When I have more problems. And she said, Oh Jesus, where are you? When I have more problems. He says. She said, what's the problem? Because now I see only one person's footprints. He says, look carefully, that's mine. Your footprints, you don't see it because I'm carrying you. I'm taking care of you. That's what happens. Here, all these ladies thinking nobody's here, no man is here to rescue us. And where Jesus is, they are crying and crying and crying. Jesus is watching. Finally, he saw all other ladies are gone, but the Mary Magdalene is still waiting for me. In a book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 9. Mark says, Mary Magdalene saw Jesus first. Please read.
Now when Jesus was risen early the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven devils.
Mark says that Mary Magdalene, who was possessed by demons, and that Jesus Christ cast the demon out, and that's the lady was standing there and waiting and crying and said, I am not going to go from here. I am going to take Jesus' body home. And then Jesus says, Mary. That's the time she said, somebody knows my name here. And I realized that... voice or sound like Jesus. Do you know if you have a friend or mother or father, and when they call you on phone, they don't have to say who they are. I said, Mommy, Daddy, how are you? How they come to know? because they know the voice from their childhood. They cannot forget. Jesus Christ says, my sheep will hear my voice. And so the Mary was following, Mary Magdalene, when God did a miracle for her, she was following Jesus Christ. And so she did not want to leave the garden until she finds Jesus. When Jesus says, Mary, she says, oh, Master. And she wanted to hug him. He said, don't touch me. I did not go to my Father yet. And he says, my God and your God. Now that's why the Jehovah's Witnesses say, Jesus Christ is not a God. He is a God. He is a smaller God. That's why he says, I worship God, and that's your God and my God. How this happened? Jesus Christ came into this world to show you who God is. St. John chapter 1, verse 18, please read. He says, no man hath seen God anytime, but Jesus, who was in the bosom of his Father, he knew who Father is. Please read.
No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him.
Now Jesus Christ says, I know the Father. I came from the Father. I am the voice of Father. Whatever Father says, I say. Whatever he says, do, I do. I don't do anything my own. Now somebody says, then he has no power to do anything. Do you know when he went to raise the Lazarus? Did he say, oh God, help me now. This is a very great problem. Help me. He didn't ask Father. He said, Lazarus, come forth. He has the power. He is God. But why he was saying, my God and your God? Because he came here to tell us about the Father. Nobody knew Father. Jesus says, I know my Father. I was with him. I was in his bosom. I am his word. I am his son. And so he says, I came here to tell you how to worship the Lord. If you remember the John chapter 4, there was a Samaritan lady. She started arguing with Jesus. We know we worship in the mountain. We do this. Jesus Christ said, do you know? You go in the worship in the mountain, but you don't know who God is. John chapter 4, verse 24, he says, God is spirit. And whoever worships him, they should worship him in the spirit and truth. So he says, God is spirit. You don't know. And Jesus Christ was in the spirit. Holy Spirit is in the spirit. So, but he took the form of man. So he says, he's my God and your God. And God says to Jesus, his son, in book of Hebrews, please read. So now son says to father, you are my God. And the father says to son, you are God. Please read. Hebrews 1:8.
But unto the son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom.
Now who is saying? The father is saying to the son, O God, you are God. You are king. And your kingdom is everlasting. The father is saying to the son. And son says to the father. So the point I'm making, our God is triune. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We don't worship three gods, we worship one God. God the Father never disagree with the God the Son. God the Son never disagree with the God the Holy Spirit. They are all one and they are in a unity. The God the Father stayed in heaven and God the Son came into this world. And we read in St. John, the Son took the form of man. And he took the form of man and he became man for you and for me. And in Matthew says, Jesus Christ came into this world. He is Emmanuel, God with us. Not the God the Father, God the Son came to stay with us. That's why this is a mystery. But Jesus Christ is saying, I did not go to my Father or my God or your God. I am going now. So don't touch me. He did not allow her to touch. Maybe she was a little bit far and she was coming. She said, stop right there. Don't come too close. And so this would happen. Now she said, when we read it in Matthew chapter 20 verse 18, she went to tell the disciples. So meantime, what happens? Now other ladies, they are still going slowly. And see what happens. Go to the Matthew chapter 28 and verse 9.
And as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them, saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him.
Mary Magdalene wanted to touch him. He said, don't touch me. Now here all the ladies are going and Mary Magdalene coming running. He said, you know what? I saw Jesus. I wanted to hug him. But he said, I didn't go to my father yet. They might be thinking, Mary, you are crazy. We were there. We saw angels. We didn't see Jesus. Mary Magdalene telling the truth. The mother of Jesus, what she would be thinking. Who is she? Crazy lady who got her 7 demons. She might be wondering something. My son's supposed to show himself to me first. I'm the one gave him birth. I'm the one who gave him the milk. You know what happened? One time Jesus Christ was teaching in a synagogue. And somebody came and said, you know what? Your mother and your brethren, they are waiting for you. He said, who is my mother? Who is my brother? Who listens to the word of God? Those are my mother and my brethren. So the Mary was following Christ. But mother of Jesus, she had other children. You remember when Jesus Christ was teaching in a synagogue and they left and 3-day journey and they say, where is Jesus? He said, I thought he's with you. Oh, he's not with me. Maybe he's praying. Let's look around. And they looked and looked. They could not find Jesus. And after 3 days, they came and he was preaching in the temple and talking to people. He said, son, why did you act like this? He said, don't you know I should be in my father's business? So the point I'm making, Jesus Christ plainly told Mary and Joseph and all these other brethren, I am belong to my God. I belong to my father. I do his business. And whoever listens to me, they are my mothers. They are my brothers. So here we see Jesus Christ gave chance to Mary Magdalene first before his mother can see him. And when she was saying to these ladies, I saw Jesus, they didn't believe. But all of a sudden, Jesus appears. That time, he already went to heaven and he came down. How do you know? Because he allowed them to touch. And Mary Magdalene touched, his mother touched, everybody touched his feet, and they worshipped him. Now listen, somebody says, you pray to Mary, and Mary prays to Jesus, go to Mary first. See what happened here? The Mary has to worship Jesus. Mary has no authority to heal you, or deliver you, or set you free. Mary worshipped Jesus. Not only that, in the day of Pentecost, 120 people were sitting there and the Holy Spirit mentions Mary, mother of Jesus, also among them. What does it mean? She has to receive the Holy Spirit just like everybody else. She is respected, but at the same time, she has no authority to give you salvation. Salvation comes by the blood. Mary never her blood for mankind. And even though she would have shed her blood will not be pure blood. But the Jesus Christ's blood was holy and pure. So because of the holy blood, we are sanctified. We are saved. So don't ever think that you pray to Mary or Mary pray to Jesus. Or you pray to saints, saints pray to Mary, Mary pray to Jesus. I tell other people, let me give you one example. When you are in the jungle, the lion is going to attack you. Are you going to look for the rosary? Let me get the rosary because the lion is... No, you're not going to look at the rosary. Are you going to say, let me call my saint or I'm calling Mary? No. You're going to say, oh God, help me. Jesus, help me. That's what the cry comes from your bottom of your heart. When you're really worshiping, the word of God says, worship with what? Spirit and truth. You don't have to go to statues. You don't have to go to saints. You don't have to go to Mary. Direct to Jesus Christ. Do you know what we learned Good Friday? The curtain was torn from top to bottom. And so the high priest doesn't have to go once a year anymore. And so now we can go to God direct and talk to Him and pray with Him. So here we see they were going. Here Mary comes, gives the news. They didn't listen. But then Jesus appeared. And then they prayed, they worshiped. And now they are running. If you remember, in John chapter 20, verse 18, we read, you can read one more time, that Mary is the one who going and running because Jesus told her. Please, John 20, verse 18. We already read, but I want to make a point here.
Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that He had spoken these things unto her.
Now see, all those ladies, they worship Jesus, they touch Jesus, but they are a little bit slow. Because first time she came and told the Peter and John start running. They ran. They saw the clothes. Nobody was there. They were disappointed and they went away. Now this is the second time Mary coming to now John and James and all other people. Peter was not there at that particular time. And so she comes and tells. I saw Jesus. And I want to hug Him. He said, don't hug me. I didn't go to my father. And later on, ladies were going, and He comes. And I worshipped Him, the Mary worshipped Him, and other ladies worshipped Him. And we touched Him, and we saw Him. They said, oh. If you read in the book of Mark or Luke, they said, this is a tattle tales. There's no truth in this. This lady tells like that. There's no truth in this. If you read in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, we will be reading that. Paul gives the account that how many people saw Jesus. But Paul never said any lady saw. He did not say about the lady's name. Why is that? Because in those days, if the lady, then they can break their head and say, this is it. They would not listen. They want to say, if the man says something, that's okay. Ladies had no power, no authority in those days. So these ladies are coming and saying, nobody believes. Book of Luke, chapter 24, here is the story. Now, we saw Mary Magdalene saw it. We saw other ladies saw it. Now, between this lady is coming to tell the disciples, between that time, something happens. Jesus is going and meeting two disciples in the way of Emmaus. Please read. Luke chapter 24, starting from verse 13.
And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs.
Now, we stop here and we'll go to Mark chapter 15, verse 12. Mark just said he went and appeared to two people, but does not say anything in detail. Then we'll come back to the Luke chapter 24, verse 14. Please read, just for the record. 16, 12, yes.
After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walked and went into the country.
See, he said, Jesus Christ changed his appearance and he went and talked to these two people where they're going in the countryside. Let's go back to them. Luke chapter 24, verse 14.
And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And the one of them, whose name is Cleopas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel, and beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels which said that he was alive.
Jesus already met these ladies. They worshipped him. Meantime, these two disciples are going. One disciple's name is given. One disciple's name is not given. So the disciple's name is not given. That is a Peter. How do you know? We will know later on. So the Peter and Cleopas, they are two people going, because Peter was a little bit disappointed. If you read this John's Gospel, John says, both of them ran to see the empty tomb. John ran faster than Peter. John stood at the tomb, didn't go in. Peter went, ran, came, and he directly went inside. And he went inside and looked everything, clothes he saw. But still, he did not believe. The Word of God says, you have to read in John chapter 20. But the Word of God says, John believed. John did not want so much proof. He saw the empty tomb. He saw the clothes. He believed that Jesus is risen. You know that? In those days, they didn't have DNA testing. If they had a DNA testing, then there is no fighting. There is nothing. But purposely, God did not allow those people to have that kind of knowledge at that particular time. And so now Peter says he was a little bit disappointed and he's going away. Because he says in John's Gospel, they went to their own house. And so Peter is going and he has another company, but that person is not apostle. That might be a disciple, but Peter is apostle. So the Peter is supposed to know these things. So Jesus comes along and they're talking about still what happened and this and that. He said, what are you talking about? He said, are you the stranger in this town? Everybody knows and you don't know anything about this. And they start explaining. Jesus heard everything. You know, some ladies came and told us that Jesus is alive. We don't have any proof. See what he says. Verse 24.
And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not.
Now he is saying some of them, means Peter went there, John went there, but we didn't find anything. Go ahead.
Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
Now see what he's saying. You are fools and you are unbelievers. In the Bible, if you say fool, that means that person doesn't know anything about God. And unbelievers. Now, fools and unbelievers, they don't go to heaven. So this is their condition. Jesus Christ condemned them. You are fools, you are unbelievers. And see what happened.
Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further.
He told them the story from Moses to Christ, and said, don't you know that Christ, means Messiah, has to be crucified? And so he is giving them a Bible lesson from Moses to Christ. And they heard these things. Even he said, you are fools and you are unbelievers. Not a single man had the power. Who are you telling us, fool, huh? Peter is the apostle. I'm also a believer. Who are you telling us, fool? But they didn't have any power. Why? Because they saw the authority and power. And they felt in their spirit, this has to have Jesus. But they did not say anything. They kept quiet. Now Jesus said, okay, boys. Nice talking to you. I'm going. Where are you going? I want to go a little bit further. I said, no, please. It's a night happening. Couldn't you stay with us? See, Jesus didn't say, okay, I'm coming with you. They invited him. He was saying, I'm going away. He said, no. Come with us. See what happens. Verse 29.
But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave to them. And their eyes were opened and they knew him and he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the Scriptures? And they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem, and found the 11 gathered together, and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed, and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread.
They saw Jesus. Jesus took the bread and prayed. Said, Wow, this sounds like Jesus. This is the way he used to do it. And then when he disappeared, they opened their eyes. He's not there. So now these people walk. That's a 7 miles journey. And they were saying, Jesus, please don't go anywhere because it's dark. But they were saying, this is Jesus. This is good news. Let's go to Jerusalem again. Let's tell our disciples. Here the ladies are breaking their head, telling Jesus is risen. They are not listening. Now here comes the Peter, and here comes the Cleopas. And they're coming and they're giving the story. They said, hey, we saw Jesus. And he says, Peter also saw it. So they cannot deny when the Peter says, I saw Jesus. So the Peter saw it, and he saw it, and then they're telling the story. Let's read verse 36.
And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and saith unto them, Peace be unto you.
These ladies are coming and telling, we saw Jesus. They don't believe. And this disciple came and they start telling, they didn't believe. Here Jesus appears. And this time they are inside the building. Maybe doors and windows are closed. And Jesus appears and they are a little bit scared. Please read.
But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit.
And now these people are thinking, this is ghost. This is some spirit. And they were a little bit afraid. Keep on reading.
And he said unto them, Why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have.
Now here Jesus Christ gives you the proof that look at my hands, look at my side. I am not a spirit. I have a flesh and bone. The evil spirit doesn't have the flesh and bones. So he gave the proof and he ate with them. Please read.
And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and of an honeycomb. And he took it and did eat before them.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Only we see Luke tells them that everyone were there and he ate with them. John tells you, time is running. John tells you, John chapter 20, verse 19 to 24. Same story. They were sitting together and Jesus Christ comes and he ate with them. He showed his body and he told them to check him out. But Thomas was not there. Go to the St. John chapter 20 and read only verse 24. We don't have time to read the whole thing.
But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came.
See, Jesus came, ate with them, talked to them, let them see his hand and his side, but Thomas was not there. Now, these disciples are telling Thomas, we saw Jesus. He said, I'm not going to believe. You didn't believe when those ladies came and told you. You didn't believe that some other people came and told you. But now I'm telling you the truth. But they said, I'm not going to believe. He said, I am going to touch his hand. And I'm taking my hand and put it inside. Then I believe. Read the verse 25.
The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto him, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed.
Who are those people? You and me. So Jesus Christ said, Thomas, come here and touch me and feel me. Did Thomas come? He fell on his face and said, my God and my Lord. Time is not permitting me. So shall we rise and let's pray and say, Lord, we do not want to be like Thomas. We want to believe Jesus Christ is risen. And there is a proof in the Bible, not only all the disciples. Paul says there are more than 500 people saw him on one time. Paul says, I saw him, James saw him, and many people saw him. So it is not a mystery, it is truth. Jesus Christ is risen, and we are his witnesses. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord, for giving us grace to come to the house of God, to remember and proclaim that Jesus Christ is risen. There are so many other gods. They are dead and they are buried. So many leaders, they are dead and they are buried. But our Jesus' tomb is empty. Our Jesus is risen. We give you glory, honor, and praise. Lord Jesus, we believe Jesus is our Lord and Savior. And we believe that you came from heaven. You died for us. You rose again. You are a living God. And you have given us the living hope that Jesus Christ is the first fruit of resurrection. And we are going to be resurrected as we believe Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Please be seated.